Now LFA, Cheap Truck New Chief, take our hands, lead us briefly on board buses small enough to fit inside the tissues they made up.
Hello there, welcome to Cougar Season. I'm Hefe, the show's leading carb emitter.
Drew.
Right on. So, Drew, you polluter?
Am I a polluter?
We're emitting carbon with every word you speak.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about methane that I emit.
Which, oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
That's not officially... There's not enough methane involved for the government to want to control, so...
There was when cows are involved.
Yeah. There's actually a farm that does save its manure and makes methane gas. And
really?
Powers like powers the milking, the dairy functions.
At least they're trying.
They're doing it. I actually saw it.
Wow.
That's the kind of wise usage I can believe.
I would agree, especially when you're impacting the environment like that, having big cattle farms and shit.
Yeah. My friend has their house is... buy a ranch. Some days you just like,
smell.
Yeah,
my grandparents lived out in the country, and I mean, just passing by those, man, I mean, my grandparents, they had pigs. They had a pigsty.
Yeah.
And that thing in the summer, mm-hmm. wafting through the air to the house,
woo-hoo!
Even though it was clear in the back of the property.
Farms, the original polluters. Here's to them.
So what's on the menu today, Hefe?
There's a few things I would like to discuss, and I would like to keep my face near the recording device so we can hear me. I do an impression of the Emperor from Star Wars.
Okay.
I also want to talk about how much I hate the NBA.
NBA, is that those tall guys running around on that wood floor or that orange ball?
Such a waste of time. And then there's also today's special topic is she's hot and I don't care.
Oh, yes.
My top five supposedly hot actresses and I don't. Who cares? Whatever. None of them are Jessica Alba, who is the hottest of the hot. Is testing to my video wallpaper.
Yeah, his new.
I just changed it from just a random naked booby girl to a barely sheeted Jessica Alba as a blonde.
As a blonde, even
yeah, she's still incredibly hot.
Look, even through all of the little icons on his fucking desktop.
Neatly arranged, but you know, I also arranged them by type by hand. I didn't take the easy way out.
You did that by hand.
I did that by hand, yes.
Wow.
In order to No, I didn't. Who the hell would do that?
My wife.
I also use an abacus to kind of
And, is that how you did your taxes?
Well, you know what, though? The one thing I did by hand is the other one where I had a woman sitting cross-legged on tires. And she leaned over so she had her perky little bosoms. We're hanging out there. And I did move the icons away from her nipples so I could enjoy them. Because she had pretty eyes and pretty nipples.
Nice.
But she's gone now.
Jessica is firmly...
firmly is the word.
Take it over.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, firmly.
Okay.
Look at that.
So, okay, ready? Here's my person. Dark side. That's all I can say. It's good, though? Dark side.
Okay.
The Emperor, everybody. The Emperor. Dark side. Can you do any impressions?
No.
All right, really. We mull it over while we talk about other things. Darth mull it over. That was pretty clever. Is it maybe that's why I said mull it over? You don't know how the subconscious mind works. I could have said think it over.
Well,
and you would have said I can't come up with a Star Wars reference to the word think. And I would go, like, think amongst yourselves and wave my hand. That would make you...
Right. Obi-Wan.
Yeah. Jedi Freud trick.
There are
That was a Jedi Freud trick when I said mull it over and you said Darth Maul.
Yeah. There are no impressions here.
Dark side. Okay. So I also came up with a new pickup line and I Googled it to see if anybody else had written it down anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Does it hurt to be so gorgeous?
And what's the result? The Google search.
Nothing came up.
Does it hurt to be so gorgeous?
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah. Does it hurt to be that gorgeous? Like, you know, just because it's where you throw the chick off her guard. Does it hurt? What? To be so gorgeous. Ooh, that's sweet.
I mean, have you actually?
No, I haven't. I haven't. I come up with pickup lines, not even to use them. I had another one of like. So I'm telling more about your boyfriend. Why? So I can become him.
Oh, God.
I told that to a girl who's a friend of mine, and she thought it was pretty good.
Mm. Well,
and she likes being picked up on.
I think that's really...
Not by me, but, you know, I don't really want to pick her up, which is why I practiced my answer.
Yeah. It's always good to have those kinds of women that you can practice on.
Yeah, sometimes sex.
That too. Friends with benefits are always a good
thing. It's late. We're bored. What do you have? Fuck. I don't know.
Man. Sure. Why not?
My clothes come off. Whatever.
I'm a little horny.
Yeah. Shmeh. Okay. So then I guess we'll just go right to that I hate the NBA. And I don't know. There's probably basketball fans out there. I just, because it's always on, because I work at a bar.
Oh.
So every freaking day I come into work with some shitty basketball game on, right? And I don't hate basketball. I hate the NBA.
Yeah.
Because, A, I just start, they took a 48-minute game and it takes over 2.5 hours to fucking finish now.
Yeah.
And I'm having one of those days, so I'm probably going to swear a lot.
Yeah.
You know, normally I try to keep it to a minimum. I don't think we've sworn, did a lot, very much swearing.
I swear, like, quite a bit.
You're like a pirate.
Arr.
Dark side.
It's like some cheesy radio show. Where you have the button.
Yeah, I don't need the button. I am the button, yo. Yo, we keep getting fronted on by bears. Anyways.
But we digress.
But I digress into this hilarious side. Saturday Night Live does come up with some. Lately, they've learned how to be funny again, which is nice. So, I was talking about the NBA. So, they take a short game. A relatively short game where there's not a lot, and they stretch it into a 2.5 hour freaking deal.
Isn't that pretty much every sport?
Yeah, but football 60 minutes. Baseball doesn't have a real time limit, although they try to make every game 3 hours. And hockey is pretty much cruises right by.
That's true. Hockey is a pretty fast paced game.
Yeah, and it's 60 minutes. Well, so every other game is really longer than basketball, yet they freaking stretch the shit out with commercials.
Now, they don't do that with college ball, though.
No, because college ball is completely different. College basketball is an actual team game.
Yeah.
Not generated around how many fucking points you can score.
Yeah, my dad...
It's not designed to make as many baskets as possible. It's designed to play like a team and pass the ball and get a good shot and work, you know, and actually play defense.
Yeah, my dad actually made extra money when I was a kid as a referee. And he refereed all kinds of sports, you know, like football, baseball... basketball. Well, anyway, basketball. He refuses to watch professional basketball because he says they're a bunch of prima donnas.
They are. That's my second point.
And they ruin the game. And he said college ball, that's where the real players are.
And you notice that college basketball is, like, really popular.
Yeah.
Mainly because, I mean, also, it's a lot easier for a team to put on, a college to put up a basketball team. It only has 12 players.
Right. Then a football team that's got
100
million.
Yeah, 100 times. But football games make more money, but then there's more basketball games per season, blah, blah, blah. We're going to talk about that. College sports, fine, whatever. I'm not going to go into the NCAA. I don't have time. That's a whole other and something, something. But the NBA, yeah.
So you don't watch the NBA at all?
Somebody goes, hey, do you know who's winning the series? It's like the Lakers against somebody. I'm like, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Fuck the Lakers. Fuck Kobe Bryant. Fuck the fact that... They don't call a basketball game. Prima donna is one thing. this kind of goes with it. Every player has his own set of rules. You know, well, Kobe Bryant can take 3 steps. Michael Jordan can take 5 steps. There's no traveling if you're
good. Really?
If you're going to slam dunk. You ever notice that? The traveling rules don't apply if they're going to make a great, spectacular slam dunk play.
That's because it's not an interesting game if none of that shit's going on. It's all grandstanding. It's all for the love, or not even for the love of the game. It's for the love of the money that people, you know, I mean, people like
it's
to
ridiculous.
Entertain.
It's a ridiculous show.
It's entertainment now.
Yeah, I like sports. I don't like, if I want to watch entertainment, I'll go to effing movies. You know?
Although hockey's pretty entertaining.
Hockey's awesome.
I know we're not talking about hockey, but the fighting and all of that.
You can fight.
That can be awesome.
Yeah, drop the gloves, man. You've been a
That's
prick.
Part of the game, though.
You've been a jerk all day. I want to punch you. And they're never, ever, if they ever, ever change that, I'll actually go and protest something.
I was watching basketball the other day.
Well, I haven't seen that.
It's one of my favorite movies. And they do this whole commentary. I recommend all the listeners go watch basketball.
Are they making fun of?
No, they're not making fun of it. What they're making fun of is sporting events and how the spirit of the game, the spirit of competition got lost in vulgar grandstanding and players switching, moving from here to there for the highest bidder.
Yeah.
Teams moving, you know, like they have this whole thing where there's a map of the United States. He says, you know, the Lakers moved from Minneapolis to Los Angeles where there are no lakes.
Yeah.
The Jazz moved from New Orleans to Utah where they don't allow music. You know,
yeah.
And so it's just the whole. But anyway, they go into this little montage of sports becoming totally ridiculous. Like somebody spikes the ball, and then all of a sudden they start dancing, mm-hmm. and all the players they start river dancing to Irish music.
Yeah,
the whole line, you know, is doing it. It's really is a fun
you
game.
Sold out, man.
It really is.
I thought you were about the game. Yeah, and that's what basketball is. It's millionaires bitching. Every call. Every time there's a call, somebody's out there fucking whining.
Yeah.
Oh, what? My hand, like, you're
a fucking... it's a business. It's not a game.
Spoiled brat.
It's a business. And if they aren't making the shots, then their tenure on the team is...
Yeah, whatever.
It's limited.
They're whiny big babies.
I'm not justifying it by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying that's how they look at it. That's their livelihood. So
I'll feed my family. Yeah. Okay. Another one. Asshole Latrell Sprewell complained about feeding his family when he was holding out from a $7 million contract to a $10 million contract. And they say stupid. I gotta feed my family.
Yeah.
Well, how big is your family?
Yeah.
20,000 people that eat Kobe beef all the time? Is that what your family, and artichoke hearts for breakfast? Is that, you know, is that what 20,000 of your family members eat?
The vulgarity, I think the most vulgar thing is the amounts of money.
Well, there's a fact, it's not the point, it's the money they get paid, whatever they're earning it, fine, big deal, I'm not complaining about that. But the lack of respect for the people that are paying them. I gotta feed my family? No, dude, there's kids wearing your t-shirts that don't get to freaking eat much at all.
Yeah, agree.
And you're holding up for more money and using that lame excuse?
Yeah, absolutely.
Compared to people that actually think you're cool for some stupid reason, that actually do have trouble feeding their families, you know? They have a problem feeding. You don't have a problem feeding your family.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. And dude, the lack of self-awareness is sickening. Ron Artest, he's a dirtbag, you know? But he can play ball.
Yeah, there's no public filter on these guys. It's just like...
dirtbags. Not all of them. And of course, nobody's always a bad guy. But I hate their league, and I hate the way the game's played. You can't tell what a foul is, dude. I can watch college basketball, and I know what's going on and why they blew the whistle. And in the pros, I have no... What? That was what? That was a foul? That wasn't? You know, there's no consistency.
It's not a game anymore.
That's why I refuse to watch it anymore. Even though I was a Pistons fan because I like Detroit teams, but I don't care anymore. I just don't care. I'm done. I'm zero complaining.
I prefer to watch games in person.
I've been to a game, and it is way more impressive than
person. Well, not even just basketball. I'm just talking about sporting events in general. I'm not a big sports nut, so I don't watch it on TV. I don't know how to commentate.
Yeah.
you know, half the games I barely know how to play in, or no, that's not true. I know how to play.
They don't watch cricket, and that's confusing.
I know how to play every game except for cricket, but
The other thing was they had stupid slogans. Their slogan: "Where impossible happens." Impossible doesn't happen.
It's always impossible.
Impossible.
Yeah.
And really, if I want to see impossible, I'm going to go to Switzerland where they have that freaking particle accelerator.
Uh-huh.
And they're colliding atoms at the rate of,
dark matter.
Yeah, and they're smashing atoms at, you know, they're hoping they zip around. That might be the one place where impossible happens.
Happens, yeah.
Okay? Not a basketball court.
That's true.
Morons.
That's a very good point, Hefe.
I make some good points amongst my...
What are you looking at?
My bitching. I don't know how we're doing on time.
Oh.
I mean, we're doing fine. Actually, there's a clock right there. I could have guesstimated.
Well, where's the producer? Aren't you
Dark side.
You're supposed to ask the producer. What time is it? We got time.
What do we got? What do we got, Raleigh?
Break.
Hey, Raleigh. How much time do we have left? Okay. Cool. Thanks.
Is that your bike?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I was thinking of Raleigh Fingers, the pitcher for Mayonnaise.
But then I looked over at your bike.
My bike is Raleigh. That's funny. Another Jedi Freudian slip.
Is there such a thing?
No, we just made it up.
All right.
A Jedi Freud slip.
That works for me.
And I do ride a Raleigh when I'm not driving my Nissan Pathfinder with new Futura tires. I got the Scramblers.
Scramblers?
Yeah. Here's a funny thing. Oh, so I went up and looked at my car tires, and like I could see like it peeling away, right?
Yeah.
The tread was just on the edge.
Sure.
I'm like, oh yeah. And I'm like, oh yeah. Those tires have been on the truck since I got it over 5 years ago.
Damn.
And I should probably replace him. So I did, and I was up at Pet Boys, and I was, I had the Palm Pre phone so we can search Google Maps for nearest locations.
Sure.
But I'm on the north side of town. And it says, Pet Boys, and it says reviews. I'm like, oh, cool, a review. And I go to the review, and it says, if you go there, there's a black chick with big tits. They'll give you a blowjob for $10 by the dumpster.
Nice!
And I'm talking to them. So if you Google the Pet Boys on Northgate Boulevard in Sacramento, you can find out where to get. I did not expect to see that. I thought like, oh, the service is really quick or something, and they're really nice there. Ask Bob.
Yeah, ask Bob about the black chick with the big tits.
Who gives you a blowjob for $10?
Blowjob for $10. By the dumpster.
Yeah. Yeah, by the dumpster out back.
Because if it was the dumpster out front,
yeah,
whoa,
be
totally weird.
That's way too out there. I mean, I don't want to be waving at people. I feel like the police chief from Police Academy. Here we have a lovely photo. Okay, anyways.
Wow, man, I watched Airplane the other day. We don't need to get into that. You brought up.
No, so I showed you. So they got the. The guy at the desk, I can't remember what they call him, the service
writer.
The service writer, yeah. And he's like, yeah. Like, he didn't care. Yeah, that's pretty funny. So anyways, you want the lineman. Really, dude, that doesn't... Well, if I worked here, I'd be like, hey. I don't know.
10 bucks, wow.
Pet Boys doesn't mind.
Well, you're on Northgate Boulevard.
Some trick, yeah.
I'm sure the Pet Boys in a more...
And I also, a mile down the street, that I got a Yelp review of a Mexican place.
Okay.
And everybody said it was delicious. So I went there and ate. It was delicious.
All right.
Good old Yelp. It is one of the better... It is not a social... It is a networking site, but it's...
Not really.
It's a review site. Yeah. It's like the only one, really, that does reviews.
Which I appreciate because it seems that everything now has become a social networking type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's this new app called Foursquare for the iPhone. And it's basically, you, it uses your GPS location, and you check in if you want. You know, it's all optional. It doesn't, like, automatically do it for you. But, like, if I go to Maryland's later, okay?
Yeah.
So I go into Maryland's, and I check in at Maryland's, and it says, okay, you've earned X amount of points for checking in. And then it'll show me who else is there, who else has iPhones, and who else has checked in.
Really?
For being there, yeah. And so I can look around the room and see, you know, I wonder who it is. And if I don't know them, I'll go, who the hell is that? So anyway, the more times you check in, eventually you become the mayor of that particular place.
Really?
And so other people can knock you off by going there more often and checking in more often than you do. So
I'm the mayor of...
Yeah, I'm the mayor of Maryland. I'm the mayor of Jeff's apartment.
That would suck. I'm not even the mayor of my own apartment.
God, you gotta do
this. The man's home is not his castle anymore. Thank fuck you, Foursquare.
It's actually kind of relatively new.
That beer tastes really good.
Kind of fun, so...
Oh, tonight, the Wings take on the Sharks, and I'm thinking pain and humiliation for the Sharks. Hockey fans, hope I can be heard. Anyways, I like hockey. NBA sucks, NHL rules. I like being the little kid, the lesser.
Yeah.
Because it's specifically to avoid that NBA crap. You know, I was reading the thing, though, the commissioner of the NHL used to work for David Stern, who was the commissioner of the NBA.
Really?
Huh. I don't know. Hockey was, you know, popular, and then it just kind of died off for a while there.
Well, there was that whole, just like every
other sport. ESPN stopped carrying them. That was like,
well,
that killed
just
it.
Like every other sport, they had the fucking lockouts,
yeah,
and all that. And it's just like, God, people, come on.
You know, the worst was the WNBA walkout. I think at least 12 lesbians were really upset. And their parents.
Oh, that poor sport. Just think, you know.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Oh, let's see. Do I want to go watch the WNBA or the baseball game? What? Let's go sit inside in an arena in the summertime. That sounds great.
Well, they say that 10% of the population is gay.
That's bullshit.
So that's all they have.
That is the biggest bullshit stat I've ever heard in my life.
That's what they say.
It's not even, well, it's probably that gay in San Francisco, but I don't know. That's because gay people move there by the droves. Yeah. Oh, here's another cool thing about computers that everybody doesn't know, but I just remembered. So I was going to the club for a party this Saturday in San Francisco, and I'm like, I've never been there. And I go to the club's website, and I'm like, man, I want to see some pictures of what the place looks like, you know? They don't even have any pictures of themselves on their website, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, San Francisco, there's no excuse for having a crappy website if you're in San Francisco.
I agree.
Because at least one in every 10 gay people there is a programmer for websites. Not to mention the straight ones. Okay, so instead I go to Google Maps and we've got a hotel that's like 2 miles away, and then I clicked on something on like the map, and then I saw the street view, and I was standing on the
street,
Terry Francois Boulevard, right?
Moving around.
Yeah, and you hit it, and I could see. I'm like, oh, that's what the club's like. Now I know when they get there, that's the place.
Like, yeah.
I don't have to guess. Or if you look at the stupid address, you know, yeah. Like, no, that's it right there. Like,
I've used that many
times. Yeah, it's freaking great.
When I was looking for a place to rent, I put in the address, and then it'd show me what the front of the house looks like. I could see the aerial view, backyard.
And then I also did the hybrid thing. I'm pretty sure the picture of my address on my street here, I saw my car in the street. Oh, yeah, there's my car.
Nice.
Awesome. That was like a nice summer photo. I wonder how often they update those.
Probably fairly often.
Does Google have its own satellite taking pictures?
Yeah.
They do?
I'm sure they do.
Well, don't you have to launch a rocket in order to get a satellite up there?
Well, either that or they're using somebody else's.
I wonder how many satellites are in orbit right now.
Oh, God.
We're going to find out. We're not going to go to... We're just going to Google it, and then we're just going to assume whatever comes up first is the correct answer. That's how you work. That's how computers work.
So, how many satellites are in the atmosphere?
Yeah.
Or orbiting the Earth? I I guess the atmosphere would be
the GPS system.
This makes for great, great podcast entertainment.
Oh, there it is. 560.
560.
Wow. Yeah. Have we launched that many rockets?
No.
God, you can hear my Rochester accent coming out. Rockets. How many rockets? I'm from Rochester. How many rockets are up there? Yeah, 560.
There's this place of near
Emory. You don't think that's good podcasting? Why not?
Well, there was dead air for a second.
I was going to share my other beer with you, but I don't know.
That's okay. I've got plenty of beer in my recording studio.
Whatever, dog.
I'll just drink there.
No, there's another beer.
There's this place up at Immigrant Gap called Loch Leven's Lake.
Is it Emigrant or Immigrant? Is it E or
M? It's Immigrant, I think.
I think it is an E.
I think it is an E. Immigrant.
Oh, I can't believe I'm getting bogged down in the minutia.
But anyway, it's this three lakes, and I mean, it's a bitch to get up there. You have to backpack in.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. And every lake is on each its own level.
Do you need to bring water?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, you need a filter. You need to have a pump filter, because hauling water up that mountain, there's no way you're going to do it. So, anyway, when you get up there, though, I mean, at night, it is crystal clear. You see every star in the sky and every satellite orbiting the Earth.
You can see them moving.
Yep. You see them moving every
is that 7,000 feet up?
I don't think it's that high, but it's pretty damn.
How do they not hit each other? I mean, once it's in orbit,
they have to be on their own.
Speed up or slow down.
No, I know, but they have to be on their own, like, tier, you know, only out so far. They're just like rings around Saturn, I'm sure. You know, they're they're orbiting each other. Or they're, like, right next to each other in the same path.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows? I don't know.
All right, so what else did I say? Okay, yeah, I pretty much picked everything I love, like, about the NBA. The last thing today is... She's hot and I don't care. I came up with five ladies of film.
Film?
Yeah, or TV. Film.
Okay.
They're film actresses. And who are considered hot. And I don't think, even if they are, I could care less.
Okay.
Number one, Julia Roberts.
Agreed.
Yeah. She's beautiful.
She does not.
I was watching freaking, oh God, I just said you're a pretty woman. I went to my... I'm with my friend Angela. I'm a pretty woman. I'm like, hey, your house, your TV, you know. I'd say, hey, I don't really want to watch this. She'd be like, no, I love this one. And I'd sit there, and it just, like, hurt. And, like, it's like I might as well, I should have chewed on foil at the same time. So every time it hit a cavity before a filling, I could go, eh! You know, like, then it would physically manifest how I mentally was feeling.
Right.
Like, God, everything about that movie just sucks so bad.
Well, my daughter is discovering all these movies. My wife's introducing her to all these movies that...
No, chick flicks.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, my daughter loves them, whatever. So I got to sit there, and I don't have to watch them with them. They can care less, but...
Yeah.
You know, I'm at the computer. The TV's right there. I have no choice.
They would throw me out. And, of course, you know, she's a hooker, and but he falls in love with her.
A hooker that's never actually gone down on or had sex with any one person, and then she just gets lucky enough her first John is a millionaire that takes her away and takes her out of a life that she never really even got into.
Yeah. She just went as far as buying the clothes.
And then her poor friend who has great tits.
Man. Laura San Giacomo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Loved her in Sex, Lies, and Videotape.
You know what's weird is you look at the 80s movies and everybody had like that accent. Well, I was talking like this. And everybody talked like this in the movies.
Oh, yeah.
This is how all the actors were talking like this. Like everybody in the world's from Brooklyn all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like even people that aren't from Brooklyn that are going to high school in California.
That's right.
They talk like they're from Brooklyn for some reason. That was bizarre.
I've got in-laws that live in Boston, so...
That's that shit you don't notice, and then you're like, oh, yeah, that's like, you know, in the 80s when people, everybody thought like they were from Brooklyn for some reason. Because that's how you sounded tough. Okay, well, Julia Roberts sucks, and she named her kids Phineas and Hazel. And she stole some guy's husband. Some lady's husband. Which, you know, when does it actually count as stealing? Because obviously there's two people involved.
Motor.
Yeah.
Motor.
Yep, lucky bastard.
Motor.
I don't know. But, like, the whole thing is I don't care. It's like Julia Roberts say, you're the sexiest man I've ever seen to me. And I'd be like, eh, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. See you later. Nice to meet you. Okay, next one, Heather Graham. Roller Girl.
Yeah, I know Heather. I'm thinking about my reaction to that particular one.
She is hot, but so what? Get the hell away from me.
Well,
crazy.
I think her goofiness offsets her hotness. I think that's... I could see that. I'd still do her.
Yeah. She's psycho.
There's something about her, though.
What, her stupidity?
Just her...
Idiocy?
Yeah, there's just something about her that I love. So
it's just so weird how like total morons like her and Tara Reid can act like they're smart, but and act like and function like people and act
Tara
like,
Reid.
But
oh
when they're
my
when they're not
God.
When they're not being scripted, you're just like, what the hell
idiot.
Is wrong with you? And how did you like even get together to go to Hollywood and make it, you know, to an audition? Cause, and then how did you like keep that a job for money? Because you must have had like a regular job for a little while. You
have
know?
You seen her boob job?
Her tits are disgusting.
Are they? I haven't. Even
don't seen. Do it.
Don't look.
Don't.
I'll never be able to.
It ruins it. How every good. It just destroys every good thing about her body, looks wise.
Yeah.
Because she does look great. Like in Van Wilder. You ever see that movie?
Oh, yeah.
And she's like that reporter girl who's in college. And like, oh, she actually seems like a smart college girl. You know? And then you watch Paradise, her reality show. Then we realize.
Barely.
This is what I always get up on. Then we realize that Paris was only 3 hours away. Really? I don't think you realize that Paris is only 3 hours away. I think you probably look at a map or the train schedule. And then that's how you notice. And learn that parent. You don't really realize. Oh my God! I want to sit here and try to realize how long it would take me to drive to Eastern Oregon right now. I'm just not realizing it. It's just not realizing that. That's not helping at all. No, I'm going to have to actually.
Power of deduction.
I'm actually going to have to use some measuring
devices.
Skills. Yeah. I'm just not realizing it. Oh, fucking A. All right. Oh, so Heather Graham is. Drew disagrees.
I don't wholeheartedly disagree. I don't disagree with that as much as I agreed with Julia Roberts.
Okay. So you somewhat strongly agree. You somewhat strongly disagree. Do you somewhat lukewarmly agree?
I somewhat lukewarmly agree.
Okay. With hesitance.
With hesitance. Yeah. Yeah, there are things about her that I definitely love, but then there I could see...
Her boobs.
Just, well, okay, in The Hangover. I mean, it seems that she always plays the same ditzy character. Even Roller Girl was, although when she beat the shit out of that one guy, her old classmate in the limo. Yeah.
That guy's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love that dude. Let us see more movies.
Who knows?
He did such a great job. Anyhow.
Okay, next one.
Cameron Diaz. Or as I call her, Ms. Skeletor.
I'm going to have to agree with you. Wholeheartedly.
Bony.
Yeah, she, even when she was...
cherub cheekbones.
Even when she was dancing in the underoos in Charlie's Angels. Was that Charlie's Angels or was that...
Yeah, she's gross.
So how I married an axe murderer, married whatever.
Like when... You wonder how she got the role in Smoking. What's that one? Smoking.
Oh, her very first movie?
Yeah, that stupid Jim Carrey.
Mask,
yeah. Oh, and Jim Carrey. Done. Please go away now, dude. You're not funny anymore.
No, his dramatic stuff's actually really good. He was great in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah, I like that. Well, I know. I didn't like it because I watched it after my... don't watch it after a breakup. It will tear you a new one.
Yeah.
It's really torn. There wasn't enough booze in the world.
Don't watch it on acid either.
Yeah. That's a good film. I like that Michel Gondry makes.
Oh, Michel Gondry is.
Yeah, he's good.
Definitely.
He gives Frenchman a good name.
Have you seen the new movie out called Scott Pilgrim versus The World.
Yeah.
Oh my, I think it's Versus the World or... So, yeah, I think so. It's Michael Cera.
Indie Houses.
No. Actually, it's this alternate reality where superheroes or you know, people with superpowers
mm-hmm.
are commonplace.
Okay. And he's normal?
No, he's not. He's a guy who, but he's not like on the higher end of the super.
Yeah.
Anyway, he meets this girl and he has to fight her 7 ex-boyfriends in order to, and defeat them.
Oh, that's how it works.
In order to get her hand in whatever. Uh-huh. Just to even go out with her,
I guess,
or something like that. But he plays bass in a band, and he—I mean, it's basically Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Mm-hmm.
He's that character, but with superpowers.
And is he in that other movie as well?
What, Nick and Nora? Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Cera plays the same character.
He plays the same character. Yeah,
he's like Tom Cruise. He plays the same guy in every.
He also wears a hoodie in every movie.
That's what the kids
well.
Do these days, though, and that's what you're wearing.
I am wearing a hoodie, but not like him.
Well, you're about the size of 2 of him.
3 of him.
3?
No, I'm not that big.
That was your old. That was the old you.
The old me was 3. Yes.
New you is 2.
2. Pretty soon, I will be 1.5 of him.
That'll be awesome. You're doing well. That's why I got light beer.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Hey, you know what? I was at Subway. And we're going to go back to the chicks in a second. I was at the Subway, and I got one of their sandwiches, right, because it's a good deal right now. And you can tell that there's not as much flavor in the lower-calorie sandwiches.
Oh, of course not. Yeah.
But so what? You know, I was like...
I lived on those things when I first started losing weight.
I was happy. Yeah, I was happy that I wasn't engorging myself with fat for lunch. And then I looked at, you know, and they had, like, the... I don't know, the bag or whatever it is. Yeah. And it was, like, 320 calories for the chicken sub.
Uh-huh.
The chickens.
As long as you don't put all the roasted chicken on it.
Yeah. I got lettuce and onions, you know, on top of that.
But no mayo, no cheese, no.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what's good?
It comes with cheese.
As a substitute the cheese and the mayo with avocado, you don't miss the cheese. And the avocado is good for you. It's very, very good for you.
It makes up that texture.
Yeah, and it lubricates. It has good essential fat in it.
Cool.
So, anyway.
So, and then I looked at the chips that I got. Like, the sandwich was 320 calories and the chips were 230. I'm like, and then,
see, you could have sandwiches.
Yeah,
you could have two sandwiches.
Yeah.
If you just not had the chips, you could have two sandwiches and had just as many calories.
Salt vinegar chips are good though, man.
I know. I love to eat them with cheesecake.
Yeah. I gotta watch the hockey game. Anyways, so that was awesome.
All right, so we
got a few minutes left. Oh no, Cameron Diaz. Yeah, she's beat. I don't know why she's a movie star.
I agree.
Don't get it. I don't know why Justin Timberlake even went out. Like, you know, I'm not a Justin Timberlake fan, but he could pretty much date most women that he feels like.
Yeah.
And I don't know why he wasted 1 second on Cameron Diaz. Britney Spears. Yeah, I get it. Man, nobody's a fan, but that's a fucking hot woman, man. She's sexy.
Yeah.
She's effing sexy. But so what? Yeah. So, Cameron Diaz.
Okay, we're 2 for 3 here.
Drew Barrymore. Don't care. They're putting her on makeup and commercials, and she's all soft and girly, but I don't care. Not interested.
She's soft and girly.
Not interested. I don't know why. Like, she's got a sense of humor, and she... here's the thing. Married Tom Green.
Okay. Well, that just means that
I was I wouldn't beat up Tom Green to go out with her. I would just beat up Tom Green. No, honey, I don't want to. No. I'd admit. Did I send you a mixed message by kicking Tom Green's ass? No. I just wanted to kick that dude's ass for Freddie Got Fingered.
Yeah.
Anyways, so what were you gonna say? Sorry.
I guess my biggest problem. I love you like Barrymore, yeah. But. My biggest problem with trying to find her sexy is Gertie. You know, seeing her as a 10-year-old little girl. You know, it's like you can't...
Fire starter?
Yeah, you can't get that imagery out of your head when you're trying to have nasty thoughts.
And no, you know what? I don't have that problem with Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano. Yeah, you know what? I don't either because I didn't like Who's the Boss.
Angel.
Bitch! Doc Satan.
Okay.
Dark side.
Anyways, so the last one, and this will Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson's, she's good looking, but I don't care. Don't care. She also has a turnoff point. Chris Robinson of the Black Crowes, who is like, I don't know, the lead singer of the Black Crowes, but
you know
he
what?
Sucks.
Okay.
He's a tool. And
you're right. I get, you know, actually,
and she married a total tool.
Actually, you're right. I have to agree. I have to take.
She doesn't have any boobs.
Well, aside from that, I have.
Women are supposed to have boobs.
She's a beautiful woman, but that's the thing. That's the thing about all these women. And I, you know, I'm actually going to have to give FA full credit on this one. Every single one of those women, you hit it right on the head. Now that I really seriously think about it, they're all very beautiful women. Well, except for Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. She's ugly. I don't know what the hell.
I don't have any attraction to her at all.
Yeah. Who does? And why would you?
Apparently Justin Timberlake.
Man, what's wrong with him? Anyways.
I just think he's fucking hilarious on SNL.
Like I said, yeah. Like, I don't have any.
But you are correct. These are all women who are beautiful. But there's something about them, each and every one, that makes you go... But I digress. And I think that's probably going to end this.
Yeah, I might even cut up the kissing bit just because I don't know how I was doing all that.
I'm Drew.
And I'm Hefe, and I am Sacramento's leading carbon emitter. And you've been listening to Cougar Season. Cheers.
Oh, God.
Officially, it takes about 27 cougars to strategically maneuver themselves around a slow-moving, snake-like passenger train existing in your brain before the train's twin engineers begin exclaiming things like,
here we be stopping, it would seem the cougar droppings have been clogging up the works, and if you please direct attention to the cougarhood inventing a fantastic array of ways to think about your day and effectively wash that fear from your head so you can
know what you want, get what you need, and get the fuck out of there.
Cougar season, no need to be scared.